Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Could Jesus Christ return tonight? Can we know the day, the hour, the times, the seasons of his return? The answer is no, and we shouldn't try to figure it out. But Jesus Christ also told us that there are certain signs, and when we see those signs developing, we know that it is near. Christ said at the door. I just returned from Germany, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I encountered there. But at the same time, first, I want to tell you that the Bible clearly prophesies that Europe will unite. It will become an extremely important dictatorship, a political, military, economic, and yes, religious dictatorship. And when we were there in Germany and asking the question why, for instance, the shops are closed on Good Friday, on Easter Sunday, on Easter Monday, while there is no dancing allowed on Good Friday, we were told because the church has commanded it. Now, you may not know how much of an influence the Roman Catholic Church and also the Protestant churches already have on German life. But at the same time, as we already see Europe uniting very strongly and powerfully uniting, the Bible tells us that America is going down. The downfall of America is absolutely irreversible. And again, when President Obama recently visited the Middle East, I watched the news on German television, I was appalled about the propaganda. I was appalled about the politics, how he was portrayed as the Messiah-type savior who would come to bring peace to the region. And I shook my head because I knew that nothing could be further from the truth. I'd like to read to you a little bit from what really happened while President Obama was there, and I don't think that you might have heard the facts. Here's an article by the Israel National News from March 24 saying, Wednesday was the big day. The president landed at Ben-Gurion Airport and got stuck. The limousine brought to transport him wouldn't start. Someone had filled the gas tank with the wrong fuel, putting diesel instead of gas. Now, you may say, well, that's just a coincidence, but the story goes on. On Friday, Mr. Obama then scheduled to fly by U.S. helicopter to Bethlehem, but an intense sandstorm had arrived and had blotted out heaven and earth. The presidential helicopter was grounded. Friday's plan to hold a departing ceremony at Ben-Gurion Airport was also canceled. The sandstorm was too strong. In Bethlehem, just meters away from the church that Mr. Obama was scheduled to visit, a Muslim cleric declared that the U.S. is Satan and Obama is its head. So it is that, the author says, as a biblical-like sandstorm blotted out reality, U.S. President Barack Obama left Israel Friday afternoon. Perhaps we can discuss the question, was Friday's blinding sandstorm a divine message or reaction to Mr. Obama? Because as other articles point out, his visit accomplished nothing and also emphasized the absolute hatred most of the Arab states have towards the United States of America and also the total disillusionment of Israel towards the United States of America. USA Today wrote on March 20 that the U.S. is now less popular in the region than at the end of the George W. Bush administration. The Arab Spring, which once raised hopes of freedom and dignity, has diverged onto the dark path of Islamist authoritarian rule. Obama's effort to seek peace between Palestinians and Israelis is in tatters. And then they give horrible statistics of the percentage of people who still approve of Mr. Obama. Very, very small. We have an article here by The Telegraph, dated March 21, saying if Barack Obama was under any illusions about the massive challenge he faced trying to re-engage in the Middle East, he had a rude awakening the moment he arrived in Israel on his first visit to the Jewish state as U.S. president. As he conceded at the start of his current visit, he screwed up. Far from persuading the Muslim world to adopt a more friendly approach towards America, all that has happened since the Cairo speech in June of 2009 is that anti-American hostility in the Muslim world has deepened. After 4 years of neglect, Mr. Obama may find his attempt to reconnect with the region is a case of too little, too late. The Jerusalem Post reported that amid Palestinian Authority Jordanian cooperation and reports that PA President Mohammed Abbas and King Abdullah have considered establishing a Palestinian-Jordanian confederation, the two leaders signed an agreement Sunday to defend Jerusalem and its holy sites. It goes on to say that the PA and Jordan said the agreement was aimed at foiling Israeli attempts to Judaize Jerusalem and its holy sites, particularly the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The agreement states that King Abdullah enjoys the full right to exert all legal efforts to safeguard and preserve Jerusalem's holy sites. Well, the Europeans are not going to like that, because as we know, the Catholic Church is very interested in the holy sites themselves. So while we see the inevitable downfall of the United States in just about every aspect, whether it's influence in the world, whether it's the internal problems we are facing here in this country, we see the inevitable rise of Europe. But it's a rise to a dictatorship, and it is without Britain. The EU Observer wrote on April 2 that UK Prime Minister David Cameron's attempt to get other member states to participate in a general review of EU laws has suffered an embarrassing rebuff from Paris and Berlin. They said, no, we're not going to look into that. We want this kind of authority in Europe under, frankly, German leadership. Britain at the same time is suffering from terrible economic disaster, but it's mild in comparison to the economic disaster we in the United States are suffering. And now people have been focusing on the disaster in Cyprus. And here's an article by Der Spiegel Online showing what really is happening, why it's important for you and me to understand what is really occurring in that part of the world. Dated March 25, it says, the drama over Cyprus has made clear that the Eurozone crisis is developing into a struggle over German economy in Europe. Merkel's idea of European integration is simply that Europe should bend to Germany's political will. Under Angela Merkel's leadership, the Europe of nation states has been revived. The German Federal Constitutional Court, the Bundesbank, and Chancellor Merkel are acting like the center of Europe. It goes on to say in this article that as Germans keep cheering on their chancellor, they should mark the words of former Eurogroup chief Jean-Claude Juncker. And I quote, anyone who believes that the eternal issue of war and peace in Europe has been permanently laid to rest could be making a monumental error. The demons have not been banished. They are merely sleeping. Now, I don't know or think that Mr. Juncker really understood what he was saying. But the Bible is telling you and me, if we are willing to listen, that the final revival of the ancient Roman Empire, which we are seeing now happening in Europe, will be motivated by demonic forces. That's very, very clear. We read about a political military leader called the Beast in Scripture, who is going to be possessed, chances are, by Satan himself. If not by Satan, then a very strong, powerful demon. We also read about a religious figure called the False Prophet, who is also going to be possessed demonically. He is going to be able to call fire to come down from heaven, to do all kinds of miraculous signs to deceive the people. We are beginning to see this happening in Europe, and most people are totally unaware, because the Bible says it's going to happen very quickly, so suddenly that people will be surprised when it happens. And we are warned to keep a watchful eye on what is happening there. Here's another article which was published by the Wall Street Journal on April 2, which was co-authored by Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg, the former German defense minister, who is at this point at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. But many in Germany feel that he might return to Germany to play a very important political role there. Now, he talks about Germany's responsibility towards Israel, and he says, as Israel's new government takes office, chances are that in 2013, the crisis over Iran's nuclear program will finally come to a head. He goes on to say, what's missing is a broader debate, both in public and among top German officials, about what Berlin should do if diplomacy fails and Israel is compelled to take military action against the Iranian nuclear threat. He says Berlin should start thinking about how to support Israel in the wake of potential airstrikes on Iran. Berlin should not underestimate, notice this carefully, Berlin should not underestimate its influence in a region where America's credibility is strained, to put it mildly. The politicians know that. America has nothing more to say over there in the Middle East. People are looking at Germany. People are looking at Europe to do something about it, and they will. The Bible tells you they will, but it's not what they expect. And then Gutenberg concludes by saying, the stakes are high. Germany cannot afford to be on the wrong side of history, but they will be, and other countries will be. And it will take the return of Jesus Christ to put an end to this madness we have been creating for ourselves. It will be so bad in a few years from now, and when I say a few, I don't want to set any dates, but it's not going to be that far off, that we are going to enter a period called the Great Tribulation in the Bible, a period so bad which has never happened before since men were created. Are you prepared for these times which are going to come? There are many more signs I could give you, but these are two: the downfall of the United States and the rise of Europe, two very remarkable events amongst many others. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, hurricanes, famine, disease, and on it goes. The Bible warns you, tells you ahead of time what is going to happen, challenges you to get ready. I challenge you to get ready before it is too late. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.